Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Prophetess Demetria, your host. I'm so glad you're here tuning in. Praise God today. Thank you so much for joining me here at Authority Grace, where we believe in great grace. Amen. We believe God today. And how many of you know we have to stand on the Word of God and walk in the belief in this day and time? Amen. We believe. Hallelujah. And as you have begin to tune in, and as others are coming in, we just want to let you know that you're being enlightened today. You're being encouraged today. And I do believe, God, that you're being refreshed in the mighty name of Jesus. All of him and none of me. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are and whose we are, because we're yours, Lord, and we thank you for it. We thank you for Authority Grace Ministry. We thank you as we go forth today, Father God, in this evening time, Father God, that your people will be blessed in the name of Jesus. They have ears to hear. They have a heart to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for who we are in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Psalm 91. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we do abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Praise God. And we thank you that all that we're going through, Father God, we decree and declare that it shall not come nigh our dwelling place in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have a testimony about that coming nigh thy dwelling place. I want to let you know that wherever you're dwelling, no sickness, no dis-ease, no discomfort, no sadness. In the name of Jesus, it cannot come nigh your dwelling place. You know, we send back this pandemic that's going on. We send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. It has no power. It has no ground and no authority. We render it powerless in the name of Jesus by the word of God. Hallelujah. And we believe God. Amen. Praise God. You know, I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank you all for tuning in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome Sister Zandra from the prayer team. She's from the other ministry that we have on Wednesdays, and we've been going strong for almost 5 years now, and we praise God. Thank you, Sister Zandra, and anyone else that's on, and I can't see your names, but if you're here in the name of Jesus from our prayer team, Sister Kathy and Sister Anna and all those that are in attendance, I just thank you so much. Sister Joan, I thank you all so much for tuning in to Authority Grace. Amen. I want to thank my advisor. I believe my advisor is out there listening and receiving the word from the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you for having my back in the name of Jesus. Thank you for covering me in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And you know, a lot of times we think support is financial, but sometimes you just need to know that someone is praying for you. Someone is whispering prayers to Christ Jesus for you. And we thank the Lord for that. Amen. I thank the Lord for my advisor to make sure I get it right. I have someone I can go to and say, hey, is this how I should flow in this? You know? Praise God. So thank you so much. So tonight we have my daughter here, Sister Nana. I thank you so much for attending. I thank you for this great word that's in your mouth tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for supporting me here at Authority Grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all those that are out there, my family members, my sons, I want to thank you all for your support. Amen. So now I have a few announcements. Well, I finally finished playing around with the website. Amen. Praise God. So AuthorityGrace59.org is in effect. Amen. And if you go on to the site and you'll see some areas say coming soon. And when you go there, you can leave notes and leave suggestions and leave prayer requests. And, you know, we're definitely praying for you. Amen. Authority Grace has a prayer line, and we're serious about our agreement prayers. Amen. Praise God. So the ministry website, again, is AuthorityGrace59.org. Praise God. And remember, you can leave words of encouragement, prayer requests, and as we go on, we're adding more and more to the website. Amen. And I pray and believe, God, that you're going to leave refreshed in any area of Authority Grace. When you step in there, you know, you're going to know that Jesus is alive. He's real. His love is true. And his grace is sufficient for us. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So on today, Sister Nana's here, and she's going to be giving us words of encouragement. We're just going to be hashing it up here, going in. We're using Ephesians, the second chapter. And in there, we're talking about God's power, how it raised us from the dead. Amen. You know, we always talk about how Jesus was raised from the dead. And sometimes we need to encourage ourselves and remind ourselves that the Lord raised us from the dead. And you say, Prophetess Demetria, how does that go? Well, when you accepted Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, and then that word tells you there that we were raised with him. Amen. We were raised with him. When you surrender all to him, you were raised with him. Amen. And you believe in that by faith. Glory to God. And you know, one of the scriptures said, but God still loved us with such a great love. His love is how we flow. Amen. His love caused us, as Jesus said, I'm going to raise them with me. They're going to come up with me. So when he went and we were raised with him, amen, even when we were dead in our sins and doomed in our many sins. Okay, we want to say many because it wasn't just one. Amen. But he united us into the very life of Christ, and he saved us by his wonderful grace. Amen. His grace. You know how we say his grace is sufficient for us. Amen. And we know that we have been raised with him, and we get to reign with him. Amen. We're living in some times right now. And I know all of you out there will agree, the times that we're living in are very much challenged. Amen. And so we want to know that we have this promise and we have this life in Christ Jesus. And we know that it's second to none. There's nothing and no one else that can cover you, carry you, protect you, and keep you like Christ Jesus. He said, you're mine. He said, and if you're in my hand, no one can pluck you out. Amen. So, Nana, would you like to go ahead and begin to speak on this love, the power that God raised us in, which was the love? We know that the same spirit that raised him from the dead is the same spirit that quickens our mortal body today. We want to put that out there. We know what he does for us. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me, Mom.
You're welcome.
So Ephesians 2?
Yeah, that's where I was kind of hanging out at. You can go. Just have your let the Holy Ghost have his way in the mighty name of Jesus. Because remember, someone out there needs to hear a word that's in your mouth today. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, amen. Well, I have, I'll go ahead and read Ephesians 2, and I'm going to read Ephesians 2 to 1 through 5. Okay. And it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, hallelujah, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, it's by grace.
Yes, it's by his grace that we are saved. And
amen.
I also have a word from Deuteronomy 5:24, his glory. And yes, it says, "The Lord our God hath showed his glory." And this is a little nugget that I wrote when I was doing the study. It says, "We go through these trials to make us stronger in stature and in faith to build a lasting relationship with Christ. If God just gave us everything freely, we would never turn to him. We would continue living life with no meaning and no remorse. But with the trials come perseverance. We learn of his mercy and grace. He gets the glory and we get the victory. We thank God for leading us by the rough roads. By doing so, we experience his greatness and loving kindness. And we just thank God that we have not been left in darkness and ignorance. With his mercy, grace, and favor, we are able to run this race. And I remember going through these trials before and having anxiety and stressing. And now that I have him by my side, when I go, he never said that we wasn't going to go through the trials.
Okay,
but he
great.
But he did say that he would help us through them. He would be there. And I totally trust him.
Okay.
You know, I know now that I'm able to go through the trials with peace, knowing that I'm in the Father's hands. But he loves me, and he shows me that every day when he wakes me up in the morning.
Praise God. Yes, he does.
Yes.
He shows us. He shows us daily.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. That's a good word. He shows us daily. Amen.
Amen.
That we're his and he's ours. Amen. Glory to God. That's a good word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
And he also had gave me another, he was speaking to me that night on glory, and he said, God wants our love undivided. I mean, he wants our love and undivided attention. God is always on time. He is always on our side. God makes sure we have and are protected. God is love. God is kind. God is peace. Keep God first. Don't worry. God got you, and he's not going to let you go. And then it says, I see you. I know you. I love you. Walk in victory. Walk in me. Be free. Rejoice, for a breakthrough is coming. Let go of the former things, and don't let your surroundings change you or keep you bound.
Praise God. Praise
yes.
God. That's a very important part. That is a very important part there, because the times that we're living in right now and what we're going through right now is very important not to allow it to get you bound. You know,
yeah.
is very important. We have to stay free. And how do we stay free? Knowing that God has us. He said, yeah. I got you. You're in my hand. And when you're in my hand, nothing and no one can pluck you out. Amen. And so we have to know to stand fast. Stand fast. And know he gets the glory in all of this. Amen. And it did not catch him by surprise. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That was good input. I like that. I like that. It that encouraged someone. Someone needed to hear that today. Someone needed to know. Yes, they needed to know that in Christ Jesus, you are covered. You have no need to worry and no need to fear. Be encouraged is what that word said. It was encouraging you to be encouraged, encouraging you to keep on standing. Amen. Keep on going. Don't park. Amen. Don't park in the situation, but keep praising him. Keep worshiping him. Keep worshiping. Keep a smile on your face. And when the enemy comes up against you, you look him dead in that face and you say, but God.
Yes.
He said he got me. But God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm standing firm and I'm standing fast on his word. Amen. I'm encouraged today to know that, no, you don't have the last word, devil. God has the last word. Amen. Jesus said that he has, he said, be encouraged, walk by faith, walk in love. Trust me in this. He says, it's my power that's raising you up. Amen. Bringing you up and out of the murky, miry clay. Amen. He raised us up. It's not nobody walking that has raised you up. Jesus raised you up. Amen. He raised us up. And when he got up, we got up. Amen. And be encouraged, because this too shall pass. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We have Sister Joan and Sister Anna have joined us. I want to say thank you so much for being there. Thank you. Glory to God. And I just bless your households in the name of Jesus. And we're here, and Sister Nana, she is giving us a good word of encouragement about God's power and how it raised us from the dead. She was speaking out of Ephesians, the second chapter, and then Deuteronomy. What was your scripture in Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy
5:24. Amen. Yeah. And we know that in him, through him, that we stand. And we are encouraged today. Amen. Yeah. Sister Zandra? Would you like to have words? Would you like to have 1 minute?
Yes, I love that. when Sister Nana was speaking, I mean, just the fact that the power of Christ in us, the glory, the resurrected power. And when she gave the two scriptures, one of my favorites that comes to me about God's glory being in us and on us, is in John 17:5-22, when Jesus said, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I have had with thee before the world was. And then in verse 22, it says, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one as we are one. So we do carry God's glory, his countenance. The resurrected power is in us, on us, to take us through every situation in life, no matter how simple it seems. Because even in my experience, I said, Lord, I didn't even know you was interested in that little dot or that T that didn't get crossed, you know. And when we fellowship with him, as Sister Nana was saying, then we experience it. We don't know it until we begin to walk in it.
Amen.
That's what makes it so rich.
Amen.
And so yummy, if I can say it like
yes.
that. Like,
oh, yes.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
God.
Oh, praise God. Yes, it is. It's yummy. I can attest to that because, you know, when God is moving, and when you know how we can say he's moving, when we're in that word, and that word, it makes you come alive, but it's sweet, it's not harsh, it's not, it's just the love of God, his, and we're knowing that he's getting the glory, yes, but we're taking in all that he has, inhaling every vapor, amen, the love of God, yes, it's very sweet. His very sweet, his glory, you know, just his power, his anointing, you know, it's just so sweet. It's so everlasting to everlasting glory to God. I am so encouraged, praise God, today in the mighty name of Jesus by the glory of God. I'm encouraged even
this?
More.
May I say this, my sister?
Yes.
This is our
yes.
position. And this is a position we should maintain. And this is a position that we take our faith and we take by that good side of faith to stand in when the enemy comes against us in some things. That's our position.
Yes.
That's our position.
Yes.
And we need to take that stand. It's a phenomenal thing. We just take that stand. And in every day of life, we don't have to move out of it. That's our position.
Yes. Amen. Amen. It belongs to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. God is so good.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Sister Anna. How are you? Praise God. Would you like to have words?
My sister said, yummy, yummy, yummy. It reminds me of the Campbell soup. Good.
Yes, because his word is, it is good.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yes,
good.
It is.
That's all I can see. I'm like, that is so on point. His word is yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yes, it is. His word is rich.
Love and his promises, it's all good.
Yes.
He's not going to deny his children. It's like a parent that loves their child. They're not going to deny them. But there's time for correction and there's time for perfection.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. I love him. I love
everyone.
The Lord. Blessings to you all. Blessings.
Yes.
Sister Joan, are you there? Would you like to have words on this love, this yummy, yummy, yummy?
Yes, it is yummy, yummy.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we just thank the Lord again. We thank the Lord for this good word. We thank the Lord that how... You know, we were talking about how is if you eating, it took me, when we, he said, oh, taste and see. Have you put that together before? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Well, this is what we're experiencing right now. We're being stirred right now in this enlightenment. We're being stirred by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. I love this. And you know where
definitely
I'm stuck
in
is
the place.
Yes, he is. He's here. Hallelujah. And you know, I'm stirred because, you know, as I remember about no matter how we were, amen, no matter how we walked, as we were being led and guided by the Holy Ghost, God still loved us, even though we're not getting it sometime. He still loves us.
Amen.
And that's the good part. He nourishes us. He nourishes us. Amen.
Yes.
With good food. What is the good food? This word. This word is good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It replenishes us. It refreshes us. Amen. And it causes us to walk by faith. You know, somebody might have came on feeling some kind of way. And then when that spiritual food hit that belly, it hit the spiritual belly. Amen. And then it revived you. Glory to God. I know it revived me.
Yes, amen.
Amen. From this day that I had, I'm telling you. I feel revived in the mighty name
Thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
I'm standing firm on a firm foundation, because he said, but God, he still loved us with such a great love. Amen. He's so rich. His love is rich. God is rich. Everything. Come on, somebody got to walk with me. How about this? Everything you need is in him. And then guess what? He's not selfish. He gives it to us. Amen?
Yes.
Glory to God. How many of you out there? I know there's some out there that we can't hear them. They can hear us. But I know their hands are being raised and they're being in agreement with us. And yes, we know that he's real. We know that his love is great. We know that he's rich. When I needed him, he was right there. You know, I've been experiencing some really miraculous moves of God lately. I was speaking out of my mouth. And just, you know, because I'm here and there's no one to talk to, right? So I'm just talking. I said, Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that I need. And by the time I can say that I need, I said, well, I really would like some watermelon. It wasn't 45 minutes. I got a call. I got a half a watermelon for you. You can come get it. And, you know, then there was another day when I said, oh, I got to get me some more of my skin product. It was somebody's like, it's a package for you in your P.O. box, and it was skincare, you know, your hands and lotion and stuff. Then I said some other stuff, and the Holy Ghost, and he's just moving. He loves us. And you know, I had spent a season a couple of months ago, and I was just telling people when I would minister to, well, the Holy Ghost is ministering to them through me. Amen, because I take no glory in anything he does. But I just need you to know that as he's moving throughout our lives, be conscious of it, because he said there's no good thing he will withhold from us. You know what I'm saying? And as we diligently seek him. Okay, let's talk about diligently seeking him. Okay, when you're waking up in the morning, you saying your affirmations, you're praying. You know, Lord, where is this in the word? Lord, I love you. Lord, I'm worshiping you. I trust you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you know what? When you say you trust him, he's tuning in. Say, what is that scripture? I think it's over in Proverbs. It said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Amen. And that's what we have to do. Trust him. When you speak it out of your mouth, believe God. It's just a little simple thing. You might have said, hey, you know what? Today I need a new set of sheets. And before the day is out or the week is out, somebody has came and gave you some sheets. Amen. So he's there to meet your every need. Amen. And so I would encourage everyone to lean not to your own understanding and trust him. Trust him. Give him a chance. Amen. Give him a chance. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But lean forward and straight ahead. Amen. Remember the story when and Jesus walking on water, and was it Peter that wanted to walk on that water as well? He was encouraged when he saw what Jesus was doing, and he wanted to do the same thing. Okay, so I'm encouraging someone out there today. If you saw what Jesus was doing for you, amen. I know if you had a visual, you know, I'm talking about a natural vision. If you saw what God was doing for you, you would jump on board. Amen. You would jump on board, but what I want you to do is jump on board by hearing what he's doing. Amen? Yes. Hearing what he's doing and believe him. Amen? If you have to believe him through us, through the testimonies that we're giving you, through the encouraging words that we're giving you, we're enlightening, and this thing is rich to me. I had to stand up. I normally sit in my little office chair, you know, right here. But today, I have to stand up and say, he's real. Amen. I have watched God move mightily, and I'm here to encourage you to get in that word, if you have to go over to Psalm 91 and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm in your secret place of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all you and none of me, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I trust you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You know, I was sharing with someone today. I said, you know, the Lord gave me authority, grace. I didn't know what the name of this ministry was going to be. I didn't know that it was going to just take off and go there to encourage people. But I know I have been called. The Lord said, I have called you a prophet to the nations. Amen. He said, you're a watchman on the wall. Amen. And he said, I need you. He said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I was young, girl. I didn't know what that meant. Amen. And so moving forward here, when he said he called me, amen, I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, so what am I supposed to do? And when he told me, he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. And then he confirmed it with through someone. I went to a meeting, a service, and that man stopped his message, and he interrupted the message. He said, yeah, he pointed at me. He said, yes, he did say he was with you. Amen, as he was with Moses, he's going to be with you. And so what I'm trying to say, and then he took me to Ezekiel, the third chapter. He said, I've called you to the rebellious house. You know what I'm saying? And so the thing is, when you know that you've been called, and you know, at some point you got to catch on here and say, oh, okay, that's whose I am. And then that's who I am in Christ Jesus. So we were having a conversation, and I just said, you know what? I said, I thank the Lord for authority grace. I'm going to begin to nurture authority grace more. I'm going to begin to get in and just let the Lord love me through authority grace. You know, I've been seeking and praying for someone to love me. I said, Lord, I need a mate. I need someone that will walk alongside me and with me, and we do this ministry together, and we do life together. Amen. And then I just, after you, a while, you find out it's not coming. So what you do, you said, Lord, I'm going to nurture authority grace. I'm going to let you love me through authority grace. And I'm going to love God's people through authority grace, because we are new humanity. Amen. When we accept Christ Jesus, you know what I'm saying? I know for me, I can speak for Demetria, that as the Lord loves on me, I like loving on others. I like to show the love of God to others. Amen. If you need something, I'm here for you. You need to hear a spoken word by the Holy Ghost, I'm here for you. Amen. And that's God loving you through me. Come on, somebody. That's God loving somebody through Anna, through Nana, through Sister Zandra, Sister Joan, you know, and all those that are on this line. Amen. God wants to use you to love somebody. He's pouring his love in you to love somebody, right? Come on. He wants to love them through you. Make yourself available. Come on, somebody. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Corona is trying to take people down and out. But we are the children of God. We will not be left behind sad and lonely. Amen. We have the love of God shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And you better let somebody know. Don't be ashamed of the gospel, because he poured it into you for you to pour it out to someone else. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Trust. I think it's in Proverbs, the fourth chapter. And you trust in the Lord. Don't lean to your own understanding. You say, Lord, I'm going to trust them through you. Lord, you trust them through me. Just come on, Lord. Do that. Amen. I know Anna, sometimes she say all the time, come on, God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Jesus. Yes. You know? And that's what I'm saying now. Come on, Jesus. Come on, y'all. Yes. Allow God to use you mightily. I don't know how many people are on here, but every one of you on here, allow God to use you. You hear anyway. You know, I used to have this thing where I worked at Caesars Entertainment. I worked for Caesars Entertainment, VIP reservation. And I used to tell, you know, girls would come to work and they'd be like, oh, I don't want to be here. I say, you know what? Do you know and realize how many people are standing in line waiting for your job? Do not allow the enemy to talk you out of what belongs to you. I used to tell them, I said, you here anyway. You showed up. You took your shower. You came and you sitting in this chair booking these reservations, 9,000. You here anyway. So stop griping and complaining. And say, Lord, thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I have a chair to sit in this building where they're paying my insurance. Amen. They're giving me a salary. Amen. Come on, somebody. We got to learn to begin to thank the Lord for what he's doing. There's something in your mouth. There's something in you, amen, called the Holy Ghost that someone needs. Amen. Begin to nurture and thank God for what he has placed in your life. God is love. And if you have him in you, you'll notice that you're loving people unconditional. You're loving them regardless of what they say or regardless of what they do. You're loving them with the love of God. And let him use you mightily. Let him use you mightily. Be a blessing. Amen. Be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. But don't cast your pearls before the swine. If you know a person not trying to receive you and not trying to receive the God in you and the Holy Ghost in you and the Jesus in you, amen, then move on. Move on, because then guess what? That you've already planted that seed. Somebody else going to come along and water it, and God's still going to get the increase. Amen. He's giving the increase. We were talking about that on Wednesday, about God giving the increase, about the seed has, some places we show up, the seed has already been sown. Amen. And then here we come and water it. Well, you might say, how are we watering it? Because we just gave you Ephesians, the second chapter. We're watering something that's already been planted in you by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah. Love is laying dormant in you. Ah, glory to God. Come on, somebody. Love is laying dormant in you. And here we come, authority, grace, in the mighty name of Jesus, the powerful women of God. Hallelujah. That trust him all the way. We have a personal relationship with him. We intercede. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray agreement prayers. Amen. So we know that the love of God is shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So then we come here and we got our watering pots. Boom. And we're just pouring it out, pouring it out. Guess what? That seed, when it hit the soil, come on, somebody, I got to stand up on this one. When that seed hit that soil, the soil grabbed it and embraced it if it fell on good ground. Come on, somebody, walk with me. And when that soil fell on good ground, that seed fell on the good ground, the soil embraced it and caused it to germinate. Amen? Come on, somebody. And then what happened? That seed started to sprout up. And then he sent us into place. And then what happened? We started watering that thing. Come on. And then as we start watering, we know, hey, it was thirsty, but now it has drink. Okay. And guess what? The water that is being poured into it is a water that it will never thirst no more. Come on, somebody. Because what? This seed is planted in by a tree. What is it? It's planted by a river. And what is in that river? Living water. Somebody better walk with me today. And I'm telling you, this is how you watch it grow. And then guess what? Long, it may not be long, and then it's going to come through, and then you're going to see that tree so flourished. And why? Because it's planted by living water. How do we know it's planted by living water? Because God gave the increase, and you see them again, and guess what? They reading scriptures and teaching you something. Come on, somebody. God put a word in their mouth for you today. Amen. Glory to God. So we know we serve a true and living God. We know he's real. Come on, somebody. And God's love is really, really flourishing in the name of Jesus. You haven't lived until you experienced the love of God. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Praise Jesus today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, yes. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
No one
thank
like you, Lord.
Jesus. There's no one like him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Would anyone else like to have words? Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you today, Father God, for those ears, hallelujah, that this fell on, this word, this words of encouragement, the words of enlightenment in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God.
You know, and when you're going through something, bless someone else. I'm telling you, when you're going through something, bless someone else. Last Sunday, my husband, the neighbor said that if we could make them some lasagna. They don't eat that kind of food. They're Mexican, they're from Mexico. But they, one time I had made lasagna, they've been craving it. And my husband said, sure, no problem, we'll make it for them. So that Sunday, we made it and everything, and we hurried up and made it. And I forgot, I just like to save like a little bit of ground beef so I can have some spaghetti. You know? But we made it so good and packed and everything. And we just forgot about it. So then we were outside and we were playing our little pool that we got outside. And all of a sudden I got real hungry and I kept saying, I should have saved that little ground beef. I'm so hungry right now and I don't want to cook. I should go for some spaghetti. Oh, I want some spaghetti so bad, right? But that's okay. We bless the neighbors. It's no problem. No, I'm not worried about it, right? I'm not kidding. Within 5-10 minutes, in walks our grandson. And he says, Daddy, send you some spaghetti, Grandma.
Ooh, look at that.
You tell me. And he's looking at me because I'm like, what? I'm like, you could have said you gave me $1 million.
That's
he's
right.
Like, Grandma, calm down. I'm like, Grandson, you have no idea. I'll tell you later when I'm eating my spaghetti.
That's right. I'm telling you, he is mindful of us. It is so amazing. Look at that.
And we are
blessed to be a blessing, and we do share. Yes. And as we share, he said, you can't beat him giving. That's one thing that we all have to remember.
Right.
You cannot beat him giving. You can't say, well, I went over there and I gave my whole house to them and this and that and the other. And then he said, you ain't done nothing. Give me 3 days. I'm going to show you something. You know what I'm saying? He said, they tear it down. He'll rebuild it. In 3 days, it'll be back up. Come on, somebody.
It's our heart. It's that deep.
Yeah. It's that deep. Holy Ghost is real. Amen.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage each and every one. You know, just surrender to him. You're not losing anything.
That's
when
right.
you surrender to Christ Jesus, when you say, Lord, I want to surrender to you, and I want you to be the Lord of my life, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm following hard after you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that I'm going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I thank you, Father God, that I abide under the shadow. You know, I said I think it was last week, if you're abiding in the shadow, you know, your shadow don't show up nowhere if you're not there. Amen. So you know if you're abiding in the shadow of the Almighty is there. Come on, somebody.
Lord.
Walk with me. Yeah, how can you abide in the shadow if he's not there? Amen. So we know that he's there all the time. Amen. And he's fulfilling the needs of his children. Amen. Praise God. And that's why when we pray, we say, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for that every household is covered with the blood of Jesus. Not just the person, but their whole household. Amen.
Yes.
And every life that's represented in our life is covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:17 let you know that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Amen. Isaiah 43 lets you know that the water might come, but it ain't going to overtake you. Come on, somebody. Trust God. Mm. Lean not to your own understandings. Get in the Word of God and hold on to His promises. Go over there to Psalm 138 and 8, where He said He's going to perfect everything that concerns you. You have no need to worry. He told you over there in Chronicle that, what did He say? He told him in Chronicle, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So it's all throughout the Bible where He told you to stand. He over in Ephesians, He told you to stand. So somebody better start standing. Prophet Demetria, how do we stand? You get in the Word of God and find your scriptures and stand on them. I remember a lady when I was younger, and she used to tape the Word of God when they told her to stand. She literally would stand on promises. She would tape them to the bottom of her shoe. She would tape them to the bottom of her socks and then put her shoe on and all that kind of stuff. That woman literally believed the Word of God, and the Word of God worked in her life. Amen? Wow. So whatever your form of believing is, amen, if you believe that you have to read that, get those scriptures, open it up and read it. You know, some people like the actual physical Bible and some people like the electronic Bible. But I want you to know that if you're in that Word, whether it's electronic or paper, but get it in you. Let Him penetrate you. Amen. This Word, it cuts asunder through the soul and the marrow. Amen. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So you can't even pull a sword out and it be sharper than the Word of God. You put the Word of God on that thing.
Yeah.
Amen. And watch it move. Watch it work.
Mm.
Amen. Mm. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. And He reigns. He reigns.
Yes. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
When Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. When the Holy Ghost step in, dry bones have to live again. They come alive. Amen. When he anointed the water, Ezekiel 47, everything that hit it came alive in the river. Come on, somebody. Mm. Walk with me now. Come on. Glory to God. He's here. And you have to know that He's here. Trust Him. Trust Him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just trust Him and give Him all of you. Don't be afraid to give Him all of you, because He got you.
Hallelujah.
He got you. And I wish Sister Joan was on here, because you know what? Sister Joan read a scripture in Psalms 139 on the last time we were meeting. And in that scripture, I think it was 139 and 5, how it was saying that, and we were reading it in the Passion Translation, of how that nothing can harm you because He get behind you and cover you. Somebody better walk around.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
I have a nugget about His love.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm here, Sister.
Go ahead. Huh?
She's here.
I was here. I was just in and out.
Praise God.
Just in and out. Yes,
praise
amen. And the scripture
you were saying
was
139:5. Yeah, 139:5. Yes. And your niece says she has a scripture on love. You say you have a scripture on love?
Actually, it's a little nugget. I was going to give a little testimony and then a little background to this. And then and the reason why I'm sharing is because I believe it's for all of His believers in this time.
Yes. We got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes. Because I want to hear from
goodness.
Sister Joan as well. Okay.
Okay, let her speak, and I'll tell you next time.
No, come on. Come on, bring it.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on, because the Holy Ghost is flowing and moving. Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
Okay,
yes.
So I'll just tell you. I'll tell you the testimony next time, but this is for the believers. He says, walk in light, not in darkness. God has a plan for you, and it is to be fulfilled. I need your undivided attention. I need you to continue encouraging others. Don't speak ill towards others, but pray for them. That concerns you. Who are you to judge? Right is right, wrong is wrong. Is not your Father in heaven the Almighty, the judge? You are to spread love, faith. Love me. Love thy neighbor. pray for others, not only self. If you focus on love and faith and having a relationship with me, all things will fall in line with the plan, his plan. It's up to you to lead these, your people. You are the example. You are the chosen ones.
Praise God.
The love that I have for you and your families is so deep. You are strong. You are survivors. You know how to beat obstacles. You know when to pass it. You know when to pass it to me when you can't handle it. But I need more of you, more time, more devotion. It's your time. I'm taking you to greater heights. I'm sorry.
That's
you will
all right.
succeed. It's been long enough. It's time to step out, step up, receive the goodness of God, begin to teach lessons. You are going to flow from, the lessons are going to flow from your belly. Your greatness is about to shine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Ooh, amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
I've been
crying.
That was very cute.
Yeah. Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. What happened?
Yes. Not sure.
Hello?
Call may have dropped. Praise Jesus.
That was beautiful. That
okay.
was very beautiful.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're so excited. That was a beautiful word. Sister Joan, are you still there?
Yes, but go ahead because we have enough time.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Psalm 39. I was just going to repeat it.
Okay.
Great. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness, follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. And
yes.
So that just fits into, you know, the love we're talking about. And it is, and he blesses us. You go in spite of us.
Yes, yes. He blesses us in spite of us. Amen.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. Yes, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for all of this good, rich. was rich. Amen.
Very
I
amen.
Like when the Holy Ghost shows up and have his way. Amen. And that's why I was just... Go ahead, I didn't hear you.
As it got me over here crying, that was very beautiful. I can hear the Father. I can hear the Father. And I'm like, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. It's very beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Very
praise
beautiful.
God. Praise God. Yeah. How they used to say back in the old days, she's wonderfully and beautifully saved. Praise God. Before her grandma passed, you know, she has a special love for God. And, you know, she sat under my mom, so just like right there, you know, in between my mom and Auntie Joan and, you know, her great-grandmother, you know, and the Holy Ghost. He's just having his way with her and just loving on her.
Yes.
And she's wonderfully saved. And she's attentive to God's word. Amen. So I praise God for
powerful.
That. And one day I want you all to hear from my son, if I can catch him not moving. He has a word. He has a testimony so powerful right now that, you know, I'm just excited about what God is doing in all my children and my extended children's lives. I say extended children because those are my son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. And God is moving mightily And I'm telling you, that's why I tell you, when we see the, when we know that the seed has been planted, glory to God, and then someone coming through and watering it like we're watering it for someone else. Come on, somebody. Mm. That's that love of God. Yeah. And then he gives the increase. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God.
Lord.
So I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the prayer. And if there is anyone on this line that would like to join us on Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that number is 424-284-5500. We pray agreement prayers. Amen. We have great talks like what's going on here on the radio. And I'm telling you, God is moving by his mighty power. And now our time is up, but I thank the Lord for authority, grace, and all of the attendees in the name of Jesus. Remember to go to my website, authoritygrace59.org, and you can get more information about what we're doing here in this season. Amen. I love you all. God bless you.
Love you too. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio. Station 1.